Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Senate is in session this hour to debate and perhaps vote on the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending package that includes money for Ukraine's defense and a ton of pork projects. Momentum towards passing the bill slowed considerably Wednesday as lawmakers struggled to reach an agreement on amendments needed to get to a final vote and avoid a partial government shutdown at midnight Friday. Senator Chris Coons, the Democrat from Delaware, said the bill is hanging by a thread. End quote.
It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way.
Ukraine's President Zelensky in front of Congress Wednesday night. Despite her own borders being threatened, former Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North on Fox News says this investment to Ukraine is an investment in American workers.
It's spent here in the United States. It's provided to contractors and defense logisticians and the kinds of people who build the kinds of systems that we're getting.
Two associates of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried have pleaded guilty to fraud that contributed to the cryptocurrency exchange's collapse and are cooperating with federal investigators. Caroline Ellison, the former chief executive of Alameda Research, and Gary Wang, FTX's former chief technology officer, both pleaded guilty to criminal offenses similar to those that Mr. Bankman-Fried was charged with last week. Two high-tech satellites were lost Tuesday after the latest European Space Agency Vega C rocket launch failed going into its second stage during liftoff. The two satellites were for a Neo-Earth imaging company and were launched from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana in South America. Power has been restored to all 73,000 homes in Humboldt County, California, that lost power from Tuesday morning's 6.4 magnitude earthquake. This is USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Consumer confidence in America is heading in the right direction.
The consumer confidence index is jumping as we approach Christmas. A report released by a think tank Wednesday shows December's reading is the highest since April. The cause? Well, people seem to have a positive view on the economy and jobs. I'm Tim Berg.
Out in Arizona, the Kerry Lake 2022 gubernatorial election lawsuit, 2-day trial is underway. After Wednesday's start, her team is demonstrating their version of the intentional chain of custody issues and intentional printer issues that impacted the outcome of the election. With millions of votes cast, the race was won by Katie Hobbs by a mere 17,000 votes. Oddly, Ms. Hobbs was also responsible for the election in her role as Secretary of State. Here's more of President Zelensky's speech in Washington Wednesday.
Thanks from our just ordinary people to your ordinary people, Americans. I really appreciate. I think it's very difficult to understand what does it mean when we say appreciate, but you really have to feel it. And thank you so much. Great honor to be here.
tonight's Thursday night football game has Jacksonville in New York to play the Jets. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Sometimes you can't help but wonder if America is really at the end of its rope. I mean, all the, I don't know what else to call it other than insanity that seems to be happening. And it's just so obvious. Things that are happening in our culture. You know, women dressing up as men, men dressing up as women, dancing in front of young kids, taking dollars and putting it in their waistband, drag queen story hour, open borders, the threat of terror coming across. I mean, it was, you know, think about what happened in 9/11. Wasn't a lot of terrorists. And here with our borders open and insecure and an invasion taking place, and our own government in denial about this, you go, when is enough enough here? Well, John Guandolo is back. The last time he and I talked about it, you know, we're going, well, what is the solution? You know, and you've heard me say repeatedly, it's about returning to first principles. So what are those first principles? John Guandolo is the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent. He joins us now. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. It is great to be back on with you, as always.
Always good fun, buddy, let me tell you, because we've got to, you know, we've got to speak truth here to this insane situation as long as we can, because, you know, they've been canceling truth for quite a while. You know, and I think that most Americans are fed up with this, and this is why they're not tuning into mainstream media outlets any longer. And they look for, you know, for programs like ours, independent programs, who are truly, you know, committed to following the truth no matter where it leads.
Well, that's right. And you just hit the nail on the head there. And I think you're asking the right question. You know, have we come to the end of the republic? And I think the answer is yet to be determined. It's going to be determined by the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of American people are complacent, they're apathetic, they're ignorant, and they're not doing what they need to do to defend and reestablish the republic. But it doesn't mean the majority of Americans are bad people. It means they just do not understand, first of all. But I also, for those people in your audience who are patriots and who are paying attention and who are upset, I would say, I believe, and I think our success at UTT of literally being the only organization in the West that's not only predicted a lot of what the enemy has done, we were the first ones to do it, the only ones in the West to do what we're doing now, which is training communities,
mm-hmm.
how to identify the threats in their local community from hostile truly international movements, but where they manifest at the local level and how to flush them out while reestablishing the Republican form of government. And you cannot have liberty and prosperity in America because of the way our government was formed, absent of the moral standard of the Judeo-Christian moral standard for a constitutional republic. This is not a democracy. And I know you know that. And I suspect most of your listeners, if they've paid attention to you, know that. Mm-hmm. But this has to be reestablished at the local level. And it begins with holding leaders accountable. I do not believe our government leaders are merely ignorant, many of them. I think they're criminally negligent, yes, or they're nefarious, yes, and then I think some of them are dumb as cinder blocks, which then that still makes them criminally negligent.
Right.
If you're incompetent at what you do and what you do leads to someone being dead, that's criminal negligence, and we put doctors and lawyers in jail for that all the time. So I think this is where we are. Mm-hmm. And again, I still don't see Americans, see a lot of people talking.
Exactly.
Don't see them actually doing the things that will actually reestablish the republic. And that is what we do at Understanding the Threat.
Yeah. John, you're exactly right on many points here. The first thing is what the Democrats did. If you listen to what they were saying in the midterm election, that, you know, democracy was on the ballot. I mean, it's farcical. It's ludicrous because they don't even know how to define democracy themselves. And Joe Biden, you know, making that statement, and of course, it's irrelevant because it's not democracy. It's just, as you said, it's the Democratic Republic. There is a clear difference between a democracy and a Democratic Republic. So we can't allow the Democrats to go fast and loose with words because that's what opens up the door to all this deception. And they've been doing this and getting away with it for a long time. And shame on the mainstream media and others for not calling them out on it, John.
Well, but so two things there. I agree with you, but the mainstream media is not going to call them out on it because the mainstream media is in cahoots with them, and they agree with what's going on. Mm-hmm. They want sexual deviancy taught to first graders and kindergartners. They want financial instability. They want open borders. They want criminals and terrorists and you know, spies and everything else coming into our country. They want to destroy and undermine the military. Mm-hmm. We've got to understand this is intentional. And I think that's truly important. The other thing I encourage your audience to pay attention that the way, as you mentioned, words are important. The way they're talking about this is all within in their mind, but they're saying it legal and constitutional. Mm-hmm. Remember, when the Nazis did what they did, they were not violating the law at the time. Right. They claim to be working within the system while they are undermining the very system that they're destroying.
Exactly.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, they will continue until they bring the whole thing down to claim that what they're doing is lawful and the president and the attorney general and other leaders inside the government have identified people who truly believe in what the Declaration and Constitution say, those are the terrorists. Those are the enemies.
Yes.
And they are standing in the role of keepers of the republic, which is a farce, but that's how they're going to do it. They're going to claim they have the authority, and they're the ones being lawful, and patriots are the ones being violent. And they keep saying, oh, we're so scared of the, you know, these patriots are going to, and they're using whatever words, the MAGA crowd, most dangerous ideology, according to Joe Biden, in the history of America, most dangerous movement, that white supremacists, who he equates to MAGA, are the most lethal threat to national security. Those are his words, lethal threat. They are using all the force of the government to claim that they have the legal authority, and we patriots, people who believe in the Declaration, the Constitution, the founding principles, the law of nature, and law of nature's God that undergirds our entire system. We are the ones that are going to be violent. Who is perpetrating all the violence we're seeing?
Exactly.
It's Democrats, communist leftists in this country.
Yeah, time and again, no doubt about it. And the good news here, John, I like the way you framed this. Reestablishing points out the fact that at one point we were established, weren't we? So this isn't something that we have to create out of thin air. It's a matter of returning to these principles, first principles that I say, that made America great to begin with. We've got more from John after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, John is exactly right. We can no longer afford passivity and acquiescence. This is really the future of America is really on the line. And as much as it would count on any one of us, a revival starts with one. You know, reestablishing our country starts with one. Time and again, around the world, John, you're seeing you know, brave people. I mean, look what's happening in China. They're rioting in the streets. I mean, for them, and I mean, to be so hard pressed to come against their leader, this is very dangerous. I mean, this is like the Wolf and Wharf of the American Revolution, where people are willing to put up, you know, their lives, all their resources, their assets for the sake of liberty. And gosh, who knows? Maybe for this time, the same clarion call is going out. You know, from the graves of the pilgrims and our founding fathers, yelling and screaming up through the dirt, saying, "Get your acts together, and you know, and defend this great American idea against this tyrannical movement."
Yeah, I think, Bill, that it may require more pain for the American people to feel. You know, recently I've been reviewing some things that we used to teach when I was both in the FBI and the Department of Defense, and then early into the understanding the threat time frame back in when we first stood up understanding the threat in 2012 after Mr. Obama defunded our work in the Department of Defense. And, you know, when you look at human nature, and we look at the history of people who do rise up, it's rare. It's actually rare. And in humans, as Thomas Jefferson said and the founders said in the Declaration, people will tolerate a great amount of evil on them because change is something that human nature pushes back on, right? We do not like change. We like things the way they are. For the most part, that's a general human nature characteristic.
Right.
And what we're actually, what this situation requires is for a substantial number, not a substantial percentage, but a substantial number of people in America to rise up. And it could just be 5%, 10%. That certainly would be a huge number,
right,
to get the American.
Well, you look at it right now. You look at it right now, John. A minority is running the government. When you break it down, so your point is exactly spot on. Is that it's not, you don't have to go and, you know, wait till you get 99%. It's just like you said. It's when, you know, the pain of staying the same exceeds the pain that you would undergo for change, right?
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. And I think for most people, I have a daily conversations with people I meet. And it's interesting because when we do our training, it's not unusual that some of the people that come in, you know, they're like, "Well, this is too expensive," or, you know, "I can't spend 2 days." We cut the into action from 3 days to 2 days because of that.
Right.
And then, of course, at the end of the training, it is not uncommon. People are like, "I would have paid twice this amount if I had known what this gives me," or "I would can't we go another day?" And I'm like, "Well, see, this is don't understand how bad it is and what's needed until you actually take the time to listen."
Exactly.
And you realize, "Holy cow, this is much worse than I thought, and we are literally teetering." But it doesn't seem that way because we're going to the movies, we're going out to dinner, our kids are going to school, I'm going to work. It feels normal. It feels normal, but it's not.
Because we want life.
Incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, we want life. And we ignore these things at the expense. See what this all comes down to is, we were talking in the first segment, John, it's priority. Our priorities are off. You know, what's most important? It's like, you know, we forget that our children are most important. And so now we just let our children, you know, we kill our babies. We let our children be exposed to drag queen stereo hours, to public education that is deleterious. And the thing is, it's endless. And, you know, for some people, John, for the midterm elections, "Oh, we got to have this red wave because we have this red wave. The Republicans are going to save us." Well, you know, what happened last night is quite telling to your exact point. We were talking about this off air. And that is that, don't think the Republicans are here to save you. They are part of the problem. If you think not, look at who voted for this respect, which is really the disrespect for Marriage Act. You had 12 out of 50 Republican senators vote yes on this disastrous bill, and what this will do in terms of our goal to reestablish this Republican returning to first principles, we got submarined, we got kneecapped by our own party, by people that you thought you voted in that were all part of this red wave that were going to save us. No, they sold us out.
That's right. And if there's one thing people have got to drill into their heads and into their hearts is that how many times can a group of people, the Republican leadership in the United States, the RNC chair, Rona McDaniel, an enemy of patriots, she has done many, many things to come after patriots, the leadership in the Senate, the Republican leadership, the Republican leadership in the House, and Republican leaders, including people like George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, who come after patriots.
Yes.
Literally, you know, Dick Cheney telling America that Donald Trump was the most dangerous man in America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people are the enemies of liberty, and we've got to stop talking like, well, you know, if we just change this policy. We are in a war, and we are losing badly. But the war can be won, and it begins by taking back your community at the local level, by identifying those who are hostile to it, getting them out of your community lawfully, and we train people how to creatively and lawfully do that. Mm-hmm. But if you do not simultaneously reestablish the Republican principles, the founding principles of a Republican government, a Lincoln-esque Republican party and Republican government, to reestablish the Republic, then we will lose this. That's why the Republican leadership, just like the communists, just like the Satanists, just like the jihadis, are assaulting the very foundation of our law and government, the law of nature and the law of nature's God, legally defined at the time of our founding as the will of God as he expresses himself in creation and Holy Scripture. The moral foundation, the moral standard for the Constitutional Republic, no law at any level can be legislated that violates those two principles. And when
they're firm. It's like you're defying gravity. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is what people need to understand. This is the truth and whole truth and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to what John is saying. You know, the paradigm, the things that make this work have been long established by Almighty God himself. It's, again, remember what he said. He said to Cain, when he had that one-on-one meeting with Cain, he said, if you do well, will it not go right for you? I mean, John, you unfold that short, powerful sentence that has been echoing through the millennia. And it's exactly what you're talking about. It's the laws of nature and nature's God. And if you violate that, then you might as well violate gravity. And this is what we've been doing. And, you know, you can say what you want to say about Donald Trump or even say what you want to say about God. You're free to think whatever you want to do. But you do so at your own peril, because there's enough empirical evidence to tell us, you know, what the facts are and what happens when you do it God's way versus when you do it Joe Biden's way, right?
That's right. And the reality is that if American citizens cannot connect those things, what's taught in elementary school, that must include the foundational principles, including the Bible, in all schools, because not that it's a theocracy, but the moral principles, as Thomas Jefferson said, we all agree, all the founders agree that the moral principles of Jesus are critical to maintaining the Republic. This is a government that was the first created by our founders.
Exactly.
And it was the first time we had something besides a monarchy. And it.
John Guandolo, thank you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA News Update.
From the United States to China, from Europe to Latin America, and from Africa to Australia, the world is too interconnected and interdependent to allow someone to stay aside and at the same time to feel safe when such a battle continues. And your support is crucial.
Ukraine's President Zelensky in front of Congress Wednesday night. Despite our own borders being threatened, former Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North on Fox News says this investment to Ukraine is an investment in American workers.
Most of that money is spent here in America. Good, hardworking Americans have the jobs.
They're calling it a bomb cyclone. Heavy snow is coming down across the Midwest to the East Coast and disrupting one of the busiest travel weeks of the year. Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
The thing that we have here in our country today, it's when the process is strung out in the manner which it is. I mean, you've got really relatively small states compared to Florida, for example, and Florida had the numbers by the end of the day, the end of the evening. Everybody else, I mean, they've stretched this out, and all of a sudden seats that you thought were going to go Republican suddenly are now going Democrat. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you for wondering. And here it is. The government is doing this to us again. You know, they're having us at each other's throats. And now we're going to be election deniers again. I mean, this is absurd. They're not serving the interests of the American people and these states. I mean, and not to mention, as I said with Larry Klayman, is that you got 80% of the country dissatisfied with the current administration and its policies, and Joe Biden then comes out afterwards because of this midterm election, which has a lot of people scratching their heads going, and look, I get it. You know, everybody's making fun of, I thought it was going to be a red wave. There's no red wave, not even a trickle, all that kind of, you know, crazy talk. But it... The perception, I mean, in a traditional sense, did not play itself out. And this is what makes it hard to believe. Just like in 2020, what happened is the numbers did not seem to be indicative of what normally happens in a fairly controlled election. Reverend Jim Hardin is with us. He's the president and CEO of Compassion Care, an expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health care, is with us right now. Jim, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me back. It's great to be with you.
Well, whether we're talking about abortion or everything else that was supposedly decided or, you know, was part of the consideration of this midterm elections, you had 80% of Americans agreeing that there should be, you know, some reasonable restrictions on abortion. But there are some states that have absolutely jumped the shark, and particularly shocking is what happened in Montana, Jim.
Yes, this was an anomalous midterm. I mean, there's so many things that are head scratchers. You know, I have to say, I don't want to be uncharitable, but whoever drafted the piece of that referendum in Montana didn't understand the law as it stood. I mean, all physicians have a duty to care, and to create a referendum for requiring a duty to care for a child born alive after a botched abortion is redundant. To vote it down, the law still stands. I mean, a doctor still has a duty to care for right. somebody that's at their knee, right? That's their job, and that didn't change with the voting down of the referendum. People just didn't understand it. People didn't talk about it. People didn't understand, and the Republicans still didn't want to talk about it. Any Republican who refused to talk about the pro-life issue lost. And if they're going to invest in a referendum, they need to do their homework and talk to somebody like me or somebody who knows about women's reproductive health and the law, and create a referendum that actually makes sense. But instead, they're grasping at straws and trying to do things without promoting them, without educating people about it. And the Democratic Party, the pro-abortion politicians in charge of the Democratic Party figured out this is going to be a moral election. This is going to be about abortion, and spent but it's one-third of $1 billion promoting abortion, outspending many Republicans 35-1. And what do? They staved off the red wave, the red tide actually died on the beach.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And Jim, more importantly, as you said, is that, you know, the Republicans really stole defeat from the jaws of victory in this whole situation, because what did they think? I mean, could they not see and anticipate what was going on? Did they just take for granted that because of the movement and this is what gets them in trouble all the time, is they look at the numbers, but they devalue what happens. You talk about waves, the emotional sentiment, and what the Democrats are good at doing. They're always good at lighting fires. And they found something that they could light up was abortion, and then this whole issue, this faux argument about democracy. I mean, they are the destroyers of democracy straight up, and I think this is what was so appalling and incredulous for the Republicans to see, going, well, why are they championing that cause? But they, you know, to your point, they did nothing to refute it, and so they got on the beachhead. They got, you know, the position to hold that they were the arbiters and the saviors of democracy. Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, when you said that, I think about transference. There's a psychological concept called transference, where, you know, when somebody's got a problem, they actually think that everybody else has that problem, but not themselves.
Right.
Well,
right.
This is political transference, par excellence. The Democrats, you know, always pass off the evils that they're perpetrating as to the Republicans, as if they're the ones that are perpetrating it. Republicans weren't trying to destroy democracy. They just, I don't know if it was a lack of understanding or cowardice or what, but when the Republicans refused to talk about abortion, when they refused to demonstrate the fact that they were pro-life, they lost. But when they stood strong, I mean, I think about this, DeSantis or DeWine in Ohio, Abbott in Texas, or anybody else that stood strong on being pro-life, they won, despite the fact they were being outspent 35-1. You know, you're right. The Republicans defeated themselves because they failed to engage the moral issues.
I want to sit on that issue that you just brought up, because this is really key. The narrative from the mainstream media is all candidates that supported life lost. And I go, where? What are you talking about? What are the numbers, Jim, that you just cited you know, four real quick references, you know, from DeSantis to DeWine and others that supported that supported life, and they won. But yet what we're hearing from the mainstream media is that all these candidates that supported, you know, especially congressional candidates, lost their elections based on their position on life. And I don't have those numbers.
Yeah. Well, I haven't found anybody that's too strong on life and lost. That's the problem is when I started to see people scrubbing back in August after the primaries, we started to see Republican, ostensibly pro-life candidates scrubbing their website of any moral issues, including where they stand on the life issue. I think about Barbara Kirkmeyer out in Colorado, or Blake Masters in Arizona, or Scott Jensen, you know, for governor out there, and I think it was Minnesota. You know, they're starting, you know, they refuse, even Lee Zeldin in New York refused to talk about it. They hid behind crime or inflation. But the biggest crime that's being perpetrated on this country right now is abortion. Why? Yeah. Because if a government refuses to protect all life equally, that is the foundation of destruction for civilized order. You've got to protect the most weak, the most vulnerable. And if you don't do that, equality is just a sham. You're just another oppressor.
Well, for 49 years, we've been living with this insanity. And by experience, the people were speaking out, led by women who bought into the lie. And their voices were somewhat squashed by a minority. And now it's minority rule. Forget about majority rule. And these women's voices were canceled, as you know, Jim. I mean, the heartbreak, you know, the fact that women carry with them till the day they die the reality that they aborted their child. And I keep saying this to people, and, you know, because one of the things I hear repeatedly from women is they admit to me, not that I'm their priest, but as we're talking about it, and with tears in their eyes, they will say, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 14. And when you hear that, it, you know, your heart, you know, for sympathy and empathy's sake, just crushes under the pain that they're expressing to you. I mean, it's absolutely heartbreaking, Jim.
It is heartbreaking, but there is hope. And, you know, yes. It was always going to take more than a midterm to return to valuing all human life equally, Bob.
Right.
And, yep. And Bill, I'm sorry, Bill. And it's just going to take a little longer now. You know, government.
But we got to be serious about it. Got to go to break. More from Jim after this.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153.
That's 800-238-9153.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Hey, we're back with you. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Reverend Jim Harden continues with us, the president and CEO of Compass Care, and expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health care. Jim, I think, you know, where we are right now as a nation, I mean, people of faith, we've been praying, you know, for life. God's real clear in his word. We believe that to be the case. 49 years of experience of Roe. 63 million plus. We're not even talking abortifacient children that have been murdered chemically. The sale of baby parts. The moral depravity that we've reduced to. I mean, God has ways of judging us. And I think one of the worst ways that he can judge us is just leave us to our own devices. And what we are seeing right now is having it our way. And it's just, I mean, you and I can see this so clearly. You know, we're like watchmen on the wall, and we're sending out warnings. I mean, sometimes I feel like Ezekiel or Jeremiah, you know, trying to tell the people, wake up here. And it's falling on deaf ears. And I'm not sure if God is, I'm not sensing that God has told me, quit praying for him. Don't even talk to him anymore. I'm just going to, you know, they're totally debased, and we need to let him go. But I just believe right now where we are is that we serve a sovereign God who loves his creation, and he wants his creation to return. And, you know, and until that moment of final judgment comes upon us, you know, there is still hope, and that's what we're holding on to, is that we're holding on to God's values, and in such a way to where, you know, maybe it is like the law of gravity, where people have to experience the defiance of that law and get bruised up and broken up enough to finally, maybe they start seeing the error of their ways. I don't know, because after 49 years, you got Montana doing what they're doing, California the same way, Jim. I mean, they're, you know, it's almost like, let's be the state that is known for, you know, the most radical, you know, abortion rights that we can possibly come up with. You know, it's just disgusting. Go ahead.
This is what we're experiencing is the compassion of the cruel. I mean, as you described it, sin carries its own consequences. And we're gonna see that we see that immediately, as you described at the end of the last segment, with women and their experiences of abortion and how it harms them, not just psychologically, emotionally, but also physically. You know, okay. We're also, but it also carries a longer term ramification, and that is when we extract people from the population like this, when we destroy them, it harms us morally. It harms the nation spiritually. It harms the nation economically. It harms the nation in every way you can possibly imagine, because human beings are the crown of creation. And the Bible says we ought not to shed another man's blood because we're made in the image of God. And when we reject that, we're rejecting the truth about what it means to be human under God. And everything else starts to crumble after that. Sin carries its own consequences, short term and long term. There is a moral law, and the moral law emanates from the ground of all being, who is God himself. And we're designed to reflect him. And when we reject him, we reject his moral law. And are we surprised that things fall apart? Are we surprised that people resort to violence to get their own way? Are we surprised? I'm happy that we're surprised. Right, I'm happy that we're always that there's this thing that wells up inside of us that says this is wrong, this is wrong. I can't believe it's happening. We're a stubborn people. Our necks are made of you know iron sinews. That's how stubborn we are. We refuse to bow, and it's going to come back to hurt us. But there is a silver lining. There is a silver lining, I think, for believers like you and I, Bill. And I think the silver lining is that people are going to be less tempted after this election to believe that returning to a political party of elected representatives can save us. Jesus is our Savior. Systemic injustices like abortion need to be rectified by the prophetic voice of the people of God. That's the way it's always been, and it's the way it will always be. And so you doing what you're doing today is exactly what the people of God ought to be doing from now until the day of eternity. That's what we're called to do in a fallen and dark. That's what Christians look like in a fallen world. That's why we're supposed to be. That's why we're called light, and that's why the world is called darkness.
Exactly. Well, Jim, I appreciate your encouragement, because like anybody that's given this charge to speak to darkness, it can at times it can wear you out. And you think, okay, God, am I doing what you've called me to do here? Am I just, speaking to, an empty darkness that has no ears to hear? Am I casting pearls before swine? But I have to do what I believe, regardless of what I might feel. I just believe that this is what God's called me to do and to continue, because you're exactly right. There's not going to, it's not going to be Donald Trump. It's not going to be Joe Biden. It's not going to be it's got to be a God sanctified voice that breaks through and pierces the darkness in such a way to where people will take heed and listen, because of all, the things like we've talked about, there's political transference, there's cultural transference, all these lies and deceptions that have been put out in the culture. And if you say anything that's out of step with the status quo, you're immediately canceled and attacked. I mean, look what happened to Jesus. So, and Jesus said, hey, look, they did it to me, so get in line if you want to follow me, right? So, I accept that admonition that's going to be the case. But meanwhile, I still have this heart, of compassion. Like you said, we're all made in God's image. And God loved us so much. I mean, Jim, I think you and I talked about this before. I'm not sure that I would have sent my son to die in my state, that I would have sent my son to die for a bunch of knucklehead evil people, stiff-necked people. It takes a God, like Almighty God, to look beyond that, to really demonstrate what true love is all about. And right now, that is not being demonstrated. And maybe, and I say sometimes I go, well, maybe God, we're just not supposed to this side of heaven. Maybe we just get an idea of the speed limit and that's about it. But we really can't embrace and enjoy the fullness of your liberties and your love until we get with you. Maybe. I don't know.
The fullness of God's liberty comes with walking in his footsteps today. And walking in the footsteps of Christ means self-sacrifice. And that's tough. I mean, it's really hard to do, especially as Americans. We live like kings and queens. We do. And to embrace self-sacrifice and unpopularity, to sacrifice our reputation for something so unpopular as this systemic injustice, which is abortion, the greatest injustice the world has ever seen. What we are going to be experiencing great pain and frustration, whether it's if only it was just emotional. But now we know that we're being attacked physically too. I mean, our place was firebombed.
Of course. Yes, you know? Exactly.
Jesus, as you described, Jesus demonstrates his love for us by showing us what love actually is, and it's self-sacrifice. And what is abortion? Abortion represents the opposite. It is sacrificing, it's sacrificing your neighbor for yourself. And Jesus said, what is true love? It's sacrificing yourself for your neighbor. And that's what parents are supposed to do. And that's where true life comes from. It issues out of a willingness to sacrifice yourself and all of your resources for the good and benefit of another person. And that is the story. That's the story of the Good Samaritan. And Jesus became our Good Samaritan so that we can be the Good Samaritan of those that are weak and vulnerable among us. And that there's no one more weak and vulnerable than a child in the womb whose mother thinks that she has to choose between herself and her child. It just doesn't have to be that way. There is hope. You and I, in Christ, represent hope for a dying world and for a world who thinks that death is a solution for their problems.
Yeah.
Because that's what abortion is. They view it as a solution. But it's not.
Exactly.
It's hopelessness.
It's probably one of the most selfish acts that you can do in this realm of humanity. You know, you think about it. And as you said, God has already established his laws. It's baked in the cake, so to speak. I mean, the infrastructure of righteousness is there. And you violate that just like you violate the law of gravity. In some cases, you know, as the book of Ecclesiastes says, because, you know, sin is not, you know, there's not an immediate retribution for sin. It ends up just snowballing. And that's the thing that's scary for me, Jim, because it's that old Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. Later always gets more complicated and more expensive and more painful. And I believe this is where we are as a nation, as a culture right now, is we're paying later and we're just compounding the interest of pain, are we not?
We are. The Bible says without vision, I was reading this morning in Proverbs, you talked about Ecclesiastes.
Yes.
Without vision, the people perish. And I think what he's referring to there in terms of vision is a revelation from God.
Exactly. Exactly.
We can't get there on our own. We can't figure out what the purpose of life is on our own. And if you've got if you've got 350 million people deciding what right and wrong is and what the purpose of life is, there's no basis for a common understanding of good. And therefore, there's no basis for a justice system. There's no basis for equality or dignity or anything else like that. It's just the only thing I have left is pure and desire for fulfilling my appetites, own pleasures. And it always violates the law of God, and we've got to be careful about that. Jesus gave us a vision of himself, and that's where life is.
Jim Harden, thank you for your wisdom and your time to come on the show and, you know, address this issue. This is something that for those that have ears to hear, they needed to hear. And may they be encouraged. May they be blessed. May they feel the love of Almighty God. The President and CEO of Compassion Care, Reverend Jim Harden, has been with us. Thank you, Jim. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to...